U.S., Israel slam UN official over anti-Semitic remarks. By Deborah Brand on December 15, 2022. Israeli and American officials blasted a United Nations attorney who is leading a neutral third-party investigation into Israel's treatment of the Palestinians after her long history of anti-Semitic comments was revealed in an explosive report on Wednesday. UN Human Rights Special Rapporteur Francesca Albanese has compared Jews to Nazis and charged that a powerful Jewish lobby was in control of the U.S., a Times of Israel report found. Israel's mission to the UN said anti-Semitism is a persistent malice that has infected the United Nations Human Rights Council. Comments made by UN Special Rapporteur Francesca Albanese that surfaced today are yet another stain on the credibility of this body and yet another example of the impunity that exists today regarding anti-Semitism and anti-Semitic comments made by UN officials, a statement by the mission said. The mission went on to note that it has repeatedly highlighted anti-Semitism and anti-Israel bias within the global body, but they have largely been dismissed by UN officials. It is about time that the United Nations take concrete action in addressing systemic anti-Semitism within the United Nations Human Rights Council and its mechanisms. The lack of accountability and impunity for comments made by UN officials only works to legitimize anti-Semitism and endangers the Jewish people, the statement concluded. Ambassador Michelle Taylor, the U.S. Permanent Representative to the United Nations Human Rights Council, said she is appalled by recently uncovered anti-Semitic remarks made by Albanese. References to the Jewish lobby are an age-old trope. This is outrageous, inappropriate, corrosive, and degrades the value of the UN, she added. Deborah Lipstadt, the U.S. Special Envoy to Monitor and Combat Anti-Semitism, said Albanese's blatant anti-Semitic rhetoric was unacceptable. As recently as last week, as reported in Breitbart News, UN Special Rapporteur to the Palestinians Francesca Albanese told an audience at a Hamas-organized event, "You have a right to resist Israel," echoing comments made during a 50-day summer conflict with Gaza in 2014, in which she justified the rockets fired by Hamas at Israeli civilian populations as resistance. She charged Israel with willful killing and said it was guilty of major crimes including genocide, ethnic cleansing, war crimes and crimes against humanity, according to the Times of Israel. She claimed this year that dozens of journalists have been killed by Israel in the past two decades, statistics refuted by the United Nations itself.